That is the sound of the pipe organ in the Music Recital Hall at Southern Oregon University, played by Dr. Margaret Evans. The organ has been in the hall for 50 years, and the installation is celebrated on Friday with Margaret Evans playing the organ again. Cake will be served, presumably not on the pipe organ itself, Friday at 2 p.m. in the SOU Music Recital Hall. Margaret Evans joins me in the studio to talk about the party. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I would hasten to add it's a free concert with free parking, so no excuse not to come.
Free concert, free parking. Excellent. Now, let me give you a few more details, too, because you are, in fact, more than just the organ player. You're Professor Emeritus of Music and Adjunct Professor of Organ and the Dean, I understand, of the Southern Oregon Chapter of the American Guild of Organists.
Yes.
And
yes.
A trustee of the SOU Foundation.
I am.
You've stayed very busy in retirement, it sounds like.
I have. I've also been very busy with Ollie, so.
Okay.
And I teach for Ollie every term, so.
Okay, so talk about the organ. It was not part of the original plan, as I understand it, for the Music Recital Hall.
No, the hall was built in 1972, and the story that I've always heard is that the then chair of the music department, Dr. William Bushnell, liked to do Messiah, or excerpts of Messiah, every Christmas with the concert choir. And so he arranged that there was space all prepared for the organ when they built the building. And they opened it in 1972, and then it was, well, now what are we going to do? So he put together a fundraising committee. So all of the money that has been used in support of the organ and in purchase of it was private money. And he contacted a very good friend of his, Agnes Flanagan. Agnes and George Flanagan had lumber mills and a great deal of property just north of Medford, and they were what I call organ angels. They were responsible, for example, for the chapel at Lewis and Clark College, and Agnes told me on the way home from that dedication, she said to George, "We have to get an organ for that space." And so she then went ahead and raised money for that. She raised money for the organ at SOU. And then after Agnes's death, George gave a large part of the money used for the organ at First Presbyterian Church, Medford. So they are a true organ angel couple. So Agnes contacted all sorts of friends. I have a lot of the correspondence that she did with people all over the country. She was not at all shy in contacting them if their pledge was a little late. And then she contacted all sorts of people trying to get them to come to play recitals the first year particularly. And so the organ dedication was played by John Streggy, who is the emeritus organist at what is now Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Portland. She also had Ladd Thomas of the University of Southern California and Marilyn Mason, then of the University of Michigan, come and play that very first year. But she had in her eye many of the European artists, and I have the correspondence when she was trying to set up recitals with them, but they weren't able to make things work, I guess.
Oh, well, that's a shame, but it's been well played. I've seen you play the organ itself, and it's a fascinating thing to watch. I have questions about that process, but I want to talk a little more about the organ first. It has a name?
Worth Harvey, who was a banker in Cottage Grove and Eugene, and I believe a 1906 graduate of Southern Oregon College, a predecessor name of what is today SOU. And he guaranteed $40,000, and because that was by far the largest gift, they decided that they would name it the Worth Harvey Organ.
Margaret Evans is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, an organist, professor emeritus of music, and adjunct professor of organ at Southern Oregon University, and the principal player at Friday's party for the Worth Harvey Organ at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. That'll be at 2 p.m. It is free. Don't get cake on the organ. Worth Harvey is now you mentioned the name of the benefactor, but not the name of the builder. Is that right?
The builder was Balcom and Vaughn, who was a Seattle builder. I would say that company built a fair number of instruments in the Northwest. I don't believe they built many outside the Northwest. It's an instrument that I've played a great deal of repertoire on. It doesn't do some things as well as it might, but that's true of every organ because every pipe organ is custom made. And the wealth of organ music, we have organ music dating from 1400 to present day. And every country, every century, the organ changed. And so you don't always have exactly the right sound, but I try to make it work.
So the when we call it a pipe organ, I want to be completely transparent about this. It actually has pipes. Air rushes through those pipes. I mean, some of them were steam-powered, too, weren't they?
No. You have a little blower. In the recital hall, it's a blower the size of a lawnmower that keeps the air under pressure. There are about 2,000 pipes, and when you press a key and have a certain stop pulled, then the air is allowed into the pipe. It dates back to ancient Egypt when it was powered by water pressure, actually. Water kept the air in a box under pressure and has then been used ever since. So it's has a several thousand-year history.
And this is the result. Let's listen to a little more. We have about a minute of pipe organ music here, and go ahead and roll that. It's just an amazing instrument, and I mentioned that having seen you play it, and it's wonderful to hear, wonderful to watch, to see you do this. You don't so much sit down as the instrument, it seems like, as get into it. It's like, I don't know, it's almost like climbing into the cockpit of an aircraft or something. The sheer number of things that you can play or adjust seems endless.
This program that I'm playing on Friday is particularly that way. There are five pieces that have double pedal. That is, I'm playing at least two notes in the pedal simultaneously. There's one piece that is for pedal solo, in which I'm playing chords, two, three, four-note chords, just with my feet. I'm doing glissandi. I'm dancing. I should say I'm playing dances. And so it's just with the feet. So I haven't played that kind of piece for several years, and I thought this might be a good opportunity.
So you have to be in physically good shape to be able to handle a pipe organ,
I like to think so. When I take my walk every morning, I'm saying it's not for me, it's really to keep me in shape.
Dr. Margaret Evans, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, we're talking about the Worth Harvey Pipe Organs Anniversary. Its 50th birthday is going to be celebrated this Friday at 2 p.m. at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall, which is the home to the organ and has been for 50 years now. Three manuals I noticed on this organ.
This organ has three manuals, yes.
Three keyboards, we call them
otherwise.
Three
keyboards, yes, for the hands,
right.
And then the keyboard for the feet.
And then how many octaves on the feet then?
It's 2.5 octaves in the feet, 32 notes in the feet, 61 in the hands.
So at any point, I mean, aside from adjusting the stops, which change which pipes you're using and the configurations thereof, you then have three manuals. You can play different voices out of in each of them.
Right.
And you
right.
can also play, as you just said, a different melody in your feet.
Yes. So there's a lot of choreography concerned. Which keyboard am I playing? What do I have to push when? Do I stay there or do I change on the next measure to something else? So it's a lot of choreography, I call it. It's to learn the organ, it's like learning a new sport. And if you think back, if you were to learn something, say, like soccer, it would take a little bit of time to learn all the motions that you have to go through. Well, here you're dealing with some motions that are millimeters. And so it requires some practice and just learning the technique. The technique is very different from that of the piano. There are many organists who started off as pianists, and I hope that they've had a good teacher along the way to learn some of the technique that applies only to organ playing.
So what was your first instrument? Did you start on the piano like a lot of kids?
I started on the piano, and then I got hooked on the organ when I went to college. And really, I had to practice 2 or 3 hours a day, or I didn't have my fix. It was almost that clear to me that I had to practice. So I was very lucky. I had a four manual instrument as my practice instrument in college in a big chapel, and I could go in there practically any time and make as much sound as I wanted.
Oh, that must be wonderful.
Yes, the place quite thrilling.
Thrilling. You can make all your mistakes there when there's nobody in the room.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you surprised at all by the lingering appeal of organ music, particularly in an age when synthesizers can duplicate a lot of the sounds and pretty well?
Well, synthesizers, though, in my experience at least, can't rattle the whole building like some organs can.
That is true.
And it's just because it's a real instrument with not made by electronic or digital sound, but real sound, it feels different. It feels different playing it because you have so many parameters you can control. A mechanical action organ, you can actually bend very slightly the attack and release of notes, bend the pitch, I should say. And so it's just very, very real, I guess, as opposed to a synthesizer sound.
What are some of the quirks on this organ? Let me give you some parameters first. Like, how long is the longest pipe and how short is the shortest pipe?
In this organ, the shortest pipe is about as long, the speaking length of the pipe is about as long as the top joint of your little finger. It's about as small as they could roll the metal.
Mm-hmm.
And in this instrument, the largest pipe is 8 feet long. They did not have enough ceiling height to go for 16-foot pipe. The instrument really is a little bit lacking in that area. It would have been nice to have a set of 16-foot pipes underneath, but there just wasn't the room, wasn't the space. And so what happens in an 8-foot pipe is it's covered, and so the sound wave actually goes up and back, so it is a 16-foot pitch or two octaves below what you think you're playing. But you can get it with a little less space needed.
And so are there some quirks to the Worth Harvey organ? Some is there an F sharp that doesn't quite work at the way it's supposed to?
It should work. Everything should work. There are always a few little things that maybe aren't working quite as well because you have just hundreds, thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of parts. Just the combination action, which we now have as digital, even looking at that, there are so many little parts on various boards in the combination action aspect. I really don't know what I'm talking about, but I've seen it, and it's very impressive. And then when you start talking about the pipes themselves, the idea is very simple, but the actual implementation is rather complicated. And then you have electricity, and you have magnets, and it's amazing to me how many parts there are and how well it can work, even with all those parts.
So I guess this will be our final question. We're almost out of time here, and we will go out with some organ music, of course. But how long did it take you to learn to play the organ, hands, feet, and all, before you would do so before an audience?
Oh, probably a year, year and a half. I took to it really quickly, and it seemed to come somewhat naturally. But I've worked hard, too. Again, practicing 2 and 3 hours a day through much of my life. So,
and still, it sounds like.
And for this program, yes, still.
Okay, wow. All right, we will go out with organ music and celebrate the sounds of what's coming out of the Worth Harvey organ at Southern Oregon University's Music Recital Hall with Margaret Evans playing it. This is from a concert last year, Friday afternoon at 2, the 50th birthday party for the machine. Margaret Evans, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.
This is The Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Have a great day.